We will reconvene with the panel that we started, or forward with the panel that we had.
Don't we have any,
earlier?
Don't we have any voice in this?
Yes, you do. Please resume your seats. Well, we had some interesting conversations in the hall and other places. I guess what we need to do is there seems to be some consensus about the bill in terms of non-monetary issues, although I think Senator Minnis has some additional concerns, and I think he'd like to suggest some language in the preamble and in the contracting language. But I think the question that's most pressing is the one of approach. And we heard two different approaches contrasted and compared, thanks to Senator Castillo's question. And I think the issue is whether we ask for a 3% across the board above the median to be applied below the median, or do we go with a differential closure on the distribution formula? So I'll ask if there was any consensus in the hallways. Mr. Marshall, you are taking an interest in your...
should be asking us.
Mr. Chairman, John Marshall, representing the Oregon School Boards Association, there does not appear to be a consensus. I think if you look at 21 ESDs, there, I would guess, majority of those that would support the approach that was outlined, but there are still those that, again, are not willing, I believe, to take the reduction at the top, and those at the bottom that don't believe that the proposal that we outlined moves towards equalization quick enough.
So, well, I think you've made everybody uncomfortable. Senator George?
Based upon that comment, I move Senate Bill 260 to forward with a due pass in its original form.
We're not in a work session yet.
Oh, I thought that was a work session.
We'll actually...
work session.
We'll talk to the rest of the committee members about their opinions, but keep your powder dry.
No, except for them. He happens to be correct.
I guess I'll ask the members, do you have a choice on whether or not it's a 3% or a differential? Do you have a...
Can I ask a question?
Buyer, yes.
I'm just trying to put what I think we have are three concepts in front of us. 260 adjusted over 4 years, 0.25% adjustment a year. Is that correct? That's the original plan. Just 1/4 gap closing, and that's a differential too, isn't it? Or is it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Beyer, I might respond. That's the effect of the original language was that it said 25% of the difference the first year, 33% of the difference then that remained the second year, 50% of the difference that then remained at the end of the third year, and then full equalization. But it if you look at the mathematics of that, it's actually going 1/4 at a time. So your conclusion is correct.
Okay, so you have 1/4 of a time. Then we have the other side would be the 2 or 3%, the formula that's in the dash threes. And I guess a deviation on that was your proposal that it be a difference. And I believe your difference was base, establish the base and go over 4 years to close that. Is that
the difference between what Mr. Marshall described and what I described is that I went back to that original plan that said 25% the first year, 33% the second year, and I said if that's not palatable, that the still staying within that structure, to change the percentage of the difference that's applied from 25 to, say, 10 the first year. So,
but still do it over 4 years.
That's what is implied here, although I would suggest that the second year, the second biennium, it would be difficult to complete the equalization task if you do less than the original Senate Bill 260 established. So if instead of coming down 25%, you come down something less than that, that makes a bigger gap then for the second biennium.
That answer your question?
Yeah, well, I think so.
We need to select an approach, colleagues, whether it's a 3% or a differential, and at this point, I would tend to favor the 3% approach as opposed to the differential, because I think it stays on a more conservative glide path to the question of arriving at equity, and it also preserves a little bit better political center that I think will support the bill. I would hate to lose any of the folks at either end of the spectrum, even though we don't get there as quickly possible as with the differential.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Corcoran.
I think you did tap in a work session.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Colleagues, I still need to know whether there's consensus for the 3% issue, and I think Senator Minnis had questions about adding some additional language.
Yes. We're not, I don't think we're a consensus over the 3% issue yet, are we?
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I don't know where the rest of the committee's at.
Anybody else care to express an opinion about either the differential or the 3%?
I second the motion.
We have a motion on the floor to approve Senate Bill 260 in its original form without any of the adjustments that we've discussed for the past 15 weeks. The clerk will call the roll. Or is there any discussion on the motion? The chair would very much oppose the approach of just the application of the original bill without all the considerations that we've made during this period. Senator Moons.
I'll just let you know that I intend to vote no on certain notice of a possible minority report. To move to a more free enterprise-based system.
Any other discussion, Senator Jarrett?
I have permission to relay to you the position of Senator Starr, which would be to support the motion I just made. And he won't be here for about 17, 18 minutes.
The issue of proxy voting is
one
that we've discussed cannot be done, but I appreciate hearing that, Senator George. Senator Castillo?
I'm prepared to support the motion. However, I have a process question. The original, if we're voting on the original bill, didn't we already pass part of the original bill?
No, actually, Senate Bill 259, there was only a small overlap between 259 and 260.
Okay, all right.
And the question I guess we could ask is, what was that small overlap, Steve, that appeared both in 259 and 260?
I didn't think there was an overlap.
No conflict.
Okay.
I'm not aware offhand that there was because 260 dealt with the funding, 259 dealt with the merger question.
Okay.
Council might have a different opinion, but I don't know of any conflict.
I will accept that as a assumption. There is no conflict. If there is, I'm sure we'll hear from legislative council. Senator Beyer.
I'm not greatly comforted by any of the proposals that are on the table. I think 260 probably moves too fast. I think the one of my concerns is that we had some basis for the smaller ESDs out there. On the other hand, I think the dash threes that we have are inconsistent and don't really get us there. I would have felt comfortable with a process that would have took us there in equal steps over 6 years or three biennia, similar to what we did in the basic school fund, but that's not here, and I think it's late enough in the session, and I know that when you look at the makeup of the House committee, this is going to morph a lot, and I think it's going to end up back in the conference committee, so I would reluctantly support the motion.
I'm in exactly the same position, what he said. I just think we can't think around with this anymore. It's really deja vu all over again every time we go after this thing now. And I respect the chair's concerns. Senator Byers stated the concerns about the small school districts. I have concern about Multnomah. I mean, you know, the school districts I represent actually are okay with it, but you know, we have to think in a broader context, and I just think that the politics in the building are such that we should just get it over to the other side and let them work it.
Senator, would it be better if we put out a bill that does the best job we can possibly do from this side? And we have this scheduled for a work session again this week. The issues that Senator Metz brought forward could be added. The formula could be applied, and we could send a bill out that has broad consensus from this committee, rather than one that will just blow up on the other side of this building.
Mr. Chair, the horse we've been beating has now been cremated. Mm-hmm. We need to send this sucker over.
Senator, I'm not sure you have been attending the same meetings I have. We heard testimony this morning that the divergent path is now only about the numeric issues of how do we close. And that is not a dead horse. That is a bill that can pass to the Senate floor with a broad base of support from the ESDs. So,
yeah, but you don't have consensus. So that's the problem, Mr. Chair. If you had consensus to put in, I like Mr. Campbell's idea that S2s with his formulaic adjustment. I don't have any problem with that, but I just didn't get it moving. If that turns out to be such a great consensus issue, then they can clearly do it real easily over in the House.
Senator, if you were able to see the bill put together with the differential closure, would that change your vote?
No.
Senator Barr, would that make a difference to you? The chairman would certainly entertain a motion to amend with a differential closure, conceptually, rather than the 3%. To preserve the work that this committee has done for 15 minutes. I think that has a better, that would be a better approach than sending this bill as originally proposed to the House side. Senator Minnis?
Mr. Chairman, just kind of, I'm not opposed to sending this thing out with a minority vote because you have the power to appoint the conference committee.
Sure.
Thank you, Senator Minnis. I guess the point I'm trying to arrive at is that
there are more ways to skin a cat.
I understand that, sir, but I guess the question
I'm calling the Humane
Society for me has been to come to closure.
I knew you'd snitch me.
Colleagues, the question is on the table for